Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
I believe it was last week we had received a message from Verizon about a fitness tracker for $7.95 or whatever it was, and that was a shipping charge only. I saw nothing in that message about any monthly charge, which has been tried to process through my account. I want the whole thing canceled. I don't want your fitness tracker. I don't want your account. Nothing.
Okay, that should already
I want a refund.
That should already be closed out, so I'd be happy to confirm that that's already been done. I just have to get your information pulled up. So if you could please
Says the lady I just spoke with said that I'm only going to get a 50% refund on that $56 charge. There should be no charge.
It depends on the terms, ma'am. Here we're a third-party call center, and we provide customer service for quite a few online companies. It depends upon the terms that were on the web page there. But I need
and
to
I
get
didn't
your information
see any web page or terms.
I need to get your information pulled up so that I can better assist. If I can please have your zip code and your name.
48186.
Okay, 48186.
Diane Drosty.
Just one moment, please. Okay, please spell your last name.
D-R-O-S-T-E.
S-K-E.
D like dog, R-O-S-T like Tom, E.
Okay. Oh, well, I do apologize. That's why you have to have people to spell it, because the consonants
are
the
same. Oh, I know.
Same.
I get asked about that K a lot of times.
Okay, let's see. I think I still put the wrong thing in. D-R-O-S-K-E?
No K, it's a T.
Okay. I thought that's what you said, but I'm pulling up a different item here. What charge is it that you have the concern about?
There was a $79 for a fitness tracker that I'm understanding is on its way and should be delivered Friday, and I don't want it. And $56 something for a monthly fee.
Okay, let me...
And that 56 monthly fee may or may not have gone through. I was called by my bank, and they denied it. So I'm assuming it's still been denied, but I need to make sure of that.
Let's see. And for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
31754 Fairchild, Westland, Michigan.
All right. Thank you. And please verify your email address.
The email address that the offer went through?
It shows an email was provided on the website here.
Which website did we... I don't... Yeah, we got a text message on the phone. We didn't do anything email as far as I know.
Yeah, with online offers, emails are required, and it shows a male's name on the account, possibly a spouse.
Okay, so can you give me the first letter of the email address you show?
I cannot, but if this is your husband, maybe it's his email address. Can you ask him to provide his email address or just tell me what his is?
It was my credit card and his text message, so yep. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, how the offer starts, it can be with an email, a text message. It can be something through social media, none of which we initiate. But when the orders are processed, name, email address, and phone numbers are required.
Okay. Do you
so
remember
I just
what
have to
email
verify
address
all information.
We provided that day? Was it mine or yours? He's thinking mine. So L.
It shows a Huawei.com email.
A Huawei? Okay, so gadrosti@huawei.com.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also verify phone number.
734. Not the one I'm giving you, or not the one I'm using. 6454.
Okay, thank you so much. So I've gotten an account located. And what is your husband's first name, please?
Greg.
Okay, it does show the name of Greg, excuse me, with your last name, as well as your address, his email, and the phone number. And it is showing a canceled account for the smartwatch is what it shows, and it is canceled.
Okay, so possibly the young lady I spoke with canceled it. But she said she couldn't authorize a full refund of that monthly fee.
Well, it doesn't. It's not showing that there's anything to refund. The only thing that got paid was the $7.95. The trial did expire on yesterday, but with the attempt to bill for the smartwatch, that was declined. So there won't be any more attempts to bill for it.
Okay, perfect. That's what I need to make sure is that they don't attempt to rebill for it.
Right.
Yeah, I knew it was declined. The bank notified me of that. Okay. And then can I return this smartwatch to you?
It's yours to keep because you didn't purchase it. It starts with that shipping and handling first. You ended up agreeing to terms, or your husband did when he requested or agreed to have it shipped to him. But with that cancellation there, it cancels all future charges and shipments, so you can just go ahead and keep that watch.
Okay. All righty. We'll keep that. I'm fine with that shipment fee as long as I'm keeping the watch.
Yes, ma'am.
And there won't be any attempt to charge that monthly fee again.
Right.
Perfect.
There won't be any more billing attempts.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am.
What did you say or what? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.